Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
I'm tracking our next front. This one's going to bring us some rain today. I'll show you what time it arrives where you are.
Worries about campus safety after shots are fired on the Shaw University campus in Raleigh. What students want to see as classes resume today.
And today, state lawmakers will meet about what to do with an extra $1 billion in their budget. Coming up, how one of their options could impact your child's education.
Good morning, everyone. It is 6 o'clock, a beautiful glow in the sky right now as the sun's coming up. We have you covered on this Wednesday morning. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your Wednesday here. Yeah, we have a $1 billion surplus budget. They'll be talking about it in the legislative building today. We also have a couple $1 million winners in the lottery out there as well.
Not me.
Tickets, right? Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with what's happening right now with that rain tore north.
Yeah, we are seeing some showers that are actually starting to creep a little closer to us as this cold front moves in. We have a few light showers up into Virginia, and we're watching that also just kind of north of the Triad area. We're not likely to see much rain during our morning commute, but we take a look at Futurecast here, and you can see a few sprinkles up near the Virginia line at 8 a.m. We move it on down, starts to slip southward between 10 and lunchtime. Right around lunchtime, we're seeing some showers in the Triangle and all the way up toward Roanoke Rapids and down towards Southern Pines. In the afternoon, it moves to the south. It's out of our, it's out of the Triangle area by the evening commute, but still in our southern counties, Goldsboro, Clinton, Fayetteville. You're going to see some showers during the evening commute, and then it's out by around 7 o'clock or so down to the south. Our rain chances in the Triangle last from about lunchtime till about the middle of the afternoon, and then we'll start to see some drying out. But depending on where you are, you may see it a little earlier or a little later if you're north or south. We do have the top of the tower lit in purple this morning. We're seeing some cloud cover out there. A beautiful sunrise here in Franklinton, but we'll see more and more cloud cover as that front arrives. Mid-50s, so a lot warmer than it was yesterday, thanks to our southwesterly flow that of course has brought in some warmer air, and our temperatures are in the low to mid 50s as you're stepping out the door. It'll be a mild afternoon with mid 70s, but of course we'll have some clouds and some light showers. I'll show you how much rain we could see today coming up. Ken?
Elizabeth, at 6:01, we also have you covered when it comes to traffic as well. Take a look at the map this morning. Nothing but green running wild showing up, so you don't have anything to worry about if you're getting ready to head out. In Raleigh, the major thoroughfares, the Beltline, 540, 87 coming in from Rendell, not a problem at all whatsoever. I want to take you outside and give you this live look at the Beltline in Glenwood Avenue this morning. Traffic flowing free and clear this morning. Of course, it is always changing when it comes to traffic, so you got to stick with us.
Thanks for that, Ken. We have breaking news we're following this morning. A man is dead after a stabbing at a sports bar. This happened just after midnight at Pirate Sports Bar in Spring Lake. Nick Perlin is there now in the WRAL breaking news tracker. And Nick, those deputies were at that sports bar for hours investigating overnight.
That's right. The scene is now clear here. We do know that this did happen at the sports bar, but a lot of the questions that we're still trying to figure out is what exactly led to that stabbing. I'm going to get behind the camera just so you can get a better look at this sports bar. Again, this is where deputies tell us that this stabbing occurred just after midnight. This is off of West Manchester Road in Spring Lake. Now, we do know that an adult man was taken to the hospital, and unfortunately, he died in the hospital due to this the wounds coming from the stabbing. Again, we're still trying to figure out what exactly led to this and if there's any, if deputies know who did this stabbing. We're going to stay on top of this one all morning. Reporting live in Cumberland County, Nick Perlin, WRAL News.
Students will return to class today at Shaw University after a scary situation yesterday. Shots fired on campus prompted alerts telling them to lock themselves inside. WRAL's Laura Levine is live at Shaw University this morning. And Laura, we are now learning more about the man who faces charges.
We are. Good morning, Renee. Counseling services are available for students here at Shaw University following that shooting that took place here near the International Study Center behind me. I want you to take a look at your screen now. This is 74-year-old Kamal Rasul Abdul Rafi. Authorities charged him with multiple felonies, including assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill, four counts of discharging a firearm on educational property, and five counts of possession of a firearm on educational property. Abdul Rafi faced various charges previously in 2019 for communicating threats and carrying a concealed weapon. He pleaded guilty to communicating threats, and the other charges were dismissed. Now, a preliminary investigation revealed he engaged in an argument with a man here in front of this building yesterday and then shot at that man multiple times. Abdul Rafi's bond was set to $250,000. He is expected to appear in court later today at 1:30 p.m. Laura Levine, WRL News. We're live in Raleigh.
And I'm Chris Lovingood in the WRL Live Center, keeping a very clear eye here on the situation unfolding over at Columbia University in New York. This is that encampment, that pro-Palestinian encampment that is still in place. Protesters out there for the last eight days as we're entering it, as people are, again, calling for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. There are more than 80 tents, at least at last night's check when we last looked at the numbers there. Officers this morning, we saw them in riot gear outside of a gate to the university there, even crime scene placed there and a barricade as well. We have learned that House Speaker Mike Johnson is expected to be on campus to speak with Jewish students there, but it's unclear if he'll be addressing any of the people who have been showing up at the university or those who attend there engaging in these protests. And we're still watching closely to see what happens, but we're just knowing that right now there's a deadline that's kind of looming as the university gave students in order to talk about the situation but also to clear out. So we're watching to see how as it unfolds, but again, it's still very much active on that that campus there as things are still escalating with this protest unfolding at Columbia University.
Thanks for that, Chris. New this morning, two people are hurt after a shooting in Roanoke Rapids. It happened just before 10 last night on Madison Street. Police say one person was shot in the back. The other person was shot in the arm. We'll let you know when investigators make an arrest.
Police are working to make an arrest after a 16-year-old was shot in the face in Durham. Video from Sky 5 shows a large police response at the intersection of Barbie Chapel Road and Farrington Mill Road yesterday afternoon. Police were called there around 3:45, and when they got there, they found a 16-year-old with a gunshot wound to his face. Investigators believe he was shot at another location and then driven to this area. He's expected to be okay.
Today, state lawmakers will be back in Raleigh to get the 2024 legislative session started. They'll be tackling a lot of issues, among them what to do with a billion-dollar budget surplus. WRO's Kelsey Coffey joins us live from downtown Raleigh. And Kelsey, competition for that extra funding is expected to be heated.
Jeff, it is some stiff competition, and the state budget is already set, but an extra $1 billion is left over. So today, state lawmakers will meet here at the legislative building to figure out what they're going to do with all that money. Lawmakers are expected to talk about some big issues aside from the budget, like immigration and legalizing medical marijuana. There's a lot of competition for who could receive this extra money. Raises for teachers, funding for daycare and Medicaid are all options. The private school voucher program is also in the running for more funding. House Speaker Tim Moore told WRL state government reporter Will Doran that demand for the program is up.
Demand was so high that it was actually about $300 million short. So if they decide to fully fund that program and give those scholarships to everyone in private school who wants them, there's a third of the $1 billion surplus right there just for those scholarships.
This is a short session that's starting today, so we're expecting that they'll wrap up by the 4th of July. If you want more information about this upcoming session, just go to our website and click the NC Capital section. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Raleigh.
Happening today, we'll learn more about changes coming to Durham. A presentation on the state of downtown Durham is happening today. It will include an update on the comprehensive plan for downtown Durham for the next 10 years. That includes plans to address the challenges the city is facing while keeping the atmosphere downtown welcoming.
Really leaning into what do we need to do as a community and as a region to ensure that downtown continues to grow and continues to be a vibrant economic, cultural, residential center for the city and county of Durham.
If you want to learn more, you can catch the presentation from 3:30 to 6 today over at Bull City Ciderworks.
More than 300 UPS workers in North Carolina will be laid off by the end of next month. Earlier this year, we reported 12,000 employees would be losing their jobs from the company. And according to a recent filing with the state, 219 UPS employees in Raleigh will be laid off. 82 workers in Greensboro and 27 in Charlotte will also be affected. Coming up on 10 minutes after 6, you may be a big winner in the Mega Millions this morning. North Carolina has two new millionaires after last night's drawing.
And the American Lung Association released their air quality report for North Carolina and across the U.S. I'll tell you where we rank on that list. And I'm tracking a cold front that's going to bring us some showers later on today. I'll show you how much rain. We'll see where you are.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Here comes a cold front. That's going to bring us some showers. Already some of that showing up here on radar. Nothing is making it into our viewing area just yet, but I'm going to walk you through the timeline on Futurecast in just a couple of minutes. Let's talk about temperatures this morning, too, because, you know, it was cold yesterday morning in the 30s. It's 52 in Wilson, 54 in Durham, and 51 in Fayetteville. We're definitely starting to see the clouds thickening up in some places, especially from the north as that front comes on through. Heading out the door, temperatures are in the low to mid 50s, so it feels nice and mild. Our best chance of rain in the triangle is going to be from around lunchtime to around 3 or 4 o'clock, but we'll start to see the showers earlier than that in the north, and they'll linger longer than that in the south. Walking the dog, temperatures will be fine. We're looking at upper 60s at lunchtime and mid 70s for highs this afternoon. Ken?
All right, Elizabeth, checking the traffic out there. This morning, we're experiencing a wonderful Wednesday when it comes to the traffic situation. I should knock on wood, right, because you all want to jinx it. Let's take a look at the Beltline. All the major thoroughfares in Raleigh, 440, the Beltline, 540, 87 coming in from Wendell. Nothing to worry about as well. Elsewhere around the Triangle in Chapel Hill, Durham, Apex, all the major roadways free and clear this morning. Of course, we've got our eyes gleaned right here on this traffic sensors. Anything pops up, we'll keep you updated.
Ken, thanks. Today is an off day in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York. The trial will resume Thursday. The judge overseeing the case denied Trump's effort to subpoena information from Stormy Daniels that would have included her communications with other potential witnesses. The judge said the requests were, quote, overboard.
Two people are facing charges after firing shots from a moving car in Tarboro. Police say this all started with a fight outside a 7-Eleven mini mart on West Howard Avenue Tuesday afternoon. The drivers got into their cars then, and as they were leaving that scene, started shooting. Darius Dales and Devontae Dales were later arrested by Edgecombe County deputies. No one was hurt.
Protests in the Tennessee State House as lawmakers pass a bill that would allow teachers in the state to be armed. Teachers who want to carry concealed weapons in school would need to pass a background check. They would also need safety training and a psychological evaluation. The move comes just over a year after a shooter killed four students at a Nashville school. Opponents say arming teachers only puts students at more risk. Others say this gives schools another way to protect kids.
The American Lung Association released its State of the Air report this morning, highlighting air quality in our area and around the country. There's some good news for the Triangle, but also room for improvement. WRAL's Michelle McConaughey looked into that report and joins us now with those findings. Michelle.
Yeah, Jeff, the Raleigh-Durham area set a new best ever level for exposure to particle pollution. Out of more than 200 areas tested, we are near the bottom of the list. We rank at 162. That's 50 spots lower than last year. But there's still a lot of work to be done when it comes to smog, which increased from last year. Out of all of the areas tested, we are right in the middle of that list at 116th. And that was based on the county with the most unhealthy days, which was Granville County. We spoke to Catherine Pruitt with the American Lung Association of North Carolina, and she says while things are improving, the levels of smog are concerning.
It's the most widespread pollutant in the nation. It's affecting 100... In this year's report, we found 100 million people living in areas with high levels of ozone. There's been a lot of improvement, but it's still impacting the health of way too many people.
And Pruitt says, obviously, air pollution affects everyone differently. For those more sensitive groups, she recommends taking steps to protect yourself from exposure. That might mean changing your activity pattern so that you're active before the peak of the air pollution that day, which tends to be later in the day. And Jeff, on the positive side here, the Wilmington area was ranked one of the cleanest cities in the nation for the 8th consecutive year. So that's pretty cool.
A new report out this morning is shining light on just how many parents are feeling burned out and alone as they raise their kids. More than 1,000 parents responded to this national survey. Nearly two-thirds say they feel isolated and lonely because of the demands of parenthood. About 40% say they feel like they have no support from others. This morning on Today, parents open up about struggles they are facing.
What does burnout look like for you?
It looks like exhausted, frazzled, overwhelmed, and it looks like I'm lacking patience with my kids. It's just, I feel drained.
This morning on Today, a closer look at this new report and what parents can do to improve their mental health. Today airs at 7 right here on WREL.
6:17, the time right now. Yesterday, we were fighting for 40 degrees at this hour, and Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center right now, comfortably in the 50s already.
Very pleasant out there, and a pretty sunrise in a lot of spots, too. This is a live look at Goldsboro. Not a lot of cloud cover there, but we're definitely seeing the clouds thickening up in our northern counties. We have a cold front that's going to drop in on us today. Here's a live look at Apex and Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. And, of course, that's our newsroom there in Fayetteville. I'm tracking this cold front for us for today, and then some really nice temperatures until we get into Sunday and early next week when our temperatures really start to climb closer to records. We'll take a closer look at that coming up in a little while. Here comes our cold front. Notice here on the radar, it's starting to show up here. Most of that's evaporating before it reaches the ground, but we've seen a few sprinkles showing up across the border into Virginia, even north of South Hill. As we get through the next few hours, we get into 8 or 9 o'clock, we may begin to see some of that rain drifting across the line down closer to Durham or Roxborough. By the time we get to lunchtime, we're seeing that from Roanoke Rapids through Durham, Raleigh, back over towards Siler City. By 2 o'clock, it's drifting from Rocky Mount southward. And by the time we get to 5 o'clock, Fayetteville, Clinton, Goldsboro, seeing a few lingering showers. But right after that, it moves right on out. We're not likely to see any rain during the evening commute or for dinner time in the Triangle. So again, that line's just going to be moving from north to south. Not a lot of rain with this. Looking at a 50% chance, really 50% coverage. And check out these rainfall totals. I mean, minimal. We're talking about a tenth of an inch or less. So we'll see a lot of clouds and a few sprinkles. But none of this is going to be terribly heavy for us. We could still use some rain. This is a look at our percentage of normal rainfall that we've seen over the last month or so. For most of us, it's about 60 to 70% of normal. And down in the Sand Hills, it's been a little bit more. We're over 100% of normal, which is fantastic news. This is the time of year when we really try to keep those reservoir levels up. We would like to. We don't have a lot of control over it. But this is a wetter time of year. So when we start to dry out in the spring, it can really mean some bigger issues as we get into the summer. And we could see below normal precipitation for that first week of May and above normal temperatures. Looks like we're going to climb on up into the 80s and heat up pretty quickly. So enjoy these beautiful days. Now, today we'll have some cloud cover and a few stray showers. But after that, looking dry Tuesday through Sunday, and highs will be in the 70s until we hit Sunday at 81. But by Tuesday, it's 89 degrees. And I'll show you how close that is to a record coming up, Ken.
All right, 6:19, Elizabeth. That's Virgin Islands weather, if you ask me. Listen, good morning, everybody. We're seeing nothing but green showing up on the map this morning. You got 87, the Beltline in Raleigh, elsewhere in the Triangle, Durham, Chapel Hill, Apex, all the major thoroughfares just looking great this morning. To this end, we want to give you a live look now at the Beltline in Glenwood Avenue, just in case this is part of your morning commute. Look at that. Nothing but smooth sailing out there. I want to take it a bit down east this morning, show you what's happening on 87 and Lizard Lit Road. Usually you can see traffic picking up and that's what you're seeing right now, but clearly traffic is moving nicely in both directions there on I-87 South. Now, you know, when it comes to drive times, you know, you take a look at that. And these times right here, not going to make you late for work or an appointment this morning. Of course, if you're heading out, you can always listen to us on 99.3 FM in Raleigh and 96.5 in Durham.
Ken, thanks. It may be the beginning of the end for TikTok here in the U.S. How the app says it will respond as President Biden prepares to sign a potential ban into law.
And make no mistake about it, Raleigh is Kane's Nation, where you can pose for a picture with this new mural downtown.
First, here's a look at your winning lottery numbers. We'll be back with what's trending.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Today in What's Trending, Jennifer Lopez is going to space for her latest movie.
Netflix released a trailer for Atlas yesterday. Lopez plays a government agent on a distant planet who's on a mission to take down a villainous robot. The film starts streaming next month.
It looks action-packed. Yeah, right? I'll tell you. And she apparently is after this robot that has upended her life, and she makes good with AI, and although she doesn't think it's a great thing that she's involved with this whole AI in space, but she finds some way to get through it. It went straight to streaming, so I don't know what that says about Atlas.
Well, you know, she has a new movie out, but then she's also on a summer tour, too. And she was supposed to play at PNC, but that got canceled. No reason given. Well, someone else is on a summer tour.
Idina Menzel, how about this? Hitting the road for a summer tour. The Tony Award winner Take Me or Leave Me tour will see 21 cities in July and August, and it includes a show in Greensboro, August 18th.
And I see you went with the proper pronunciation and not the John Travolta pronunciation for her name, Idina Menzel, on tour. I will always remember her as the lead role in Wicked in Broadway, and she was fantastic in that. And she has such an interesting, distinctive voice.
Try to block out that Travolta gap. Right. I don't even know what he said.
It will always be linked with that.
There's this brand new mural in downtown Raleigh reminding people that this is Kane's Nation. Mm. The mural is up the streets, up the side of Teeth Bar on Glenwood Avenue. And you can show your support for the team by taking pictures with the mural and then tag both downtown Raleigh and the team on social media.
Perfect for playoff time. Here's a whole new meaning for Hello Dolly. The Salvador Dali Museum in Florida is using artificial intelligence to let people talk to the man it celebrates. Visitors can ask an AI version of the artist's questions through this lobster telephone. The phone represents one of Dali's most well-known pieces of art. Today, state lawmakers will meet about what to do with an extra $1 billion in their budget. Coming up, how one of those options could affect your child's education.
And I'm tracking up front. That'll bring us rain a little later on this morning and into the afternoon. You can see a few sprinkles up into Virginia. I'll show you when the rain arrives where you are.
Classes resumed today at Shaw University after shots were fired on campus Tuesday. Why students say some school leaders there need to do more to address their safety.